Arizona's Proposition 100 is now only a few days away from becoming law. But other than raising money for the state, what does the vote really say? Christopher Conover reports.
Proposition 100, the temporary increase in the state portion of the sales tax rate, was approved by 64% of those casting ballots on Tuesday. The wide margin of victory surprised many people. Pollster Earl DeBerg says the margin of victory sends a message, and not necessarily one about education or public safety.
This is the first shot across the bow of elected officials from the public that we have a very anti-incumbent attitude in the state right now, and it's probably going to make itself felt in the fall elections.
DeBerg, who is the director of the Phoenix-based Behavior Research Center, says the public seems to have the attitude that not only are state lawmakers not doing what the public wants, they really aren't doing much. DeBerg also says he thinks the sales tax vote will have an effect on the Republican gubernatorial primary later this summer.
I think it gives the governor a boost. I mean, she was supportive of this from the outset as a measure that would help keep the economy in better condition, and she's proved to be correct at that, at least as far as the public is concerned, and then recently signing of that measure is going to help her with the GOP. So my guess is that she's the all-around winner on that.
Almost as soon as the votes were counted, Republican gubernatorial challenger Buzz Mills posted an ad on the internet featuring Ronald Reagan and Governor Brewer.
High taxes, we are told, are somehow good for us.
I'm asking the people of Arizona to give us a temporary revenue source for 3 years.
This must stop. We're taxing ourselves into economic exhaustion and stagnation, crushing our ability.
The latest polls do have the governor widening her lead in the primary. However, those polls were taken before Tuesday's vote. In southern Arizona, a number of local leaders, including University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Shelton, were very open in their backing of the sales tax increase. Dr. Shelton says the governor deserves praise for pushing the increase.
The margin by which it passed, I think, is enormously powerful and significant. And I think that's a message that we need to get our fiscal house in order, not just through budget cuts. We certainly understand you have to be careful and cut budgets, but that's not the only way in which we can solve this problem.
Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias also was glad to see Prop 100 pass.
I think it reaffirms the fact that Arizonans are very concerned about education, about public safety, and about helping the most vulnerable make sure that they get the health care that they need.
The new state portion of the sales tax rate is 6.6 cents on the dollar. It goes into effect in just a few weeks. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.